WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A group of hackers took control of a decommissioned satellite and used it to stream a hacking conference talks and hacker movies, according to Motherboard. Carl Kosher, who is part of the group known as Shadytel, told an audience at the DEF CON hacking conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, how he and his friends were able to legally stream from a satellite in geostationary orbit 22,236 miles from the surface of the planet, explaining how they were able to access an unused uplink facility, which is a small shed with the hardware required to connect to a satellite, which then allowed them to broadcast signals to the decommissioned satellite. Thomas More University is the latest educational institution to be hit by hackers after losing control of its Facebook page, Cincinnati.com reports. The Kentucky-based university's page now shows provocative messages and images of women in suggestive poses. Officials have asked for the continued patience of students and staff as they work with Facebook to resolve the issue and regain control of their page. From the Mirror. A UK-based water company with around 1.6 million customers has been targeted in a criminal cyber attack. South Staffordshire PLC, the parent company of South Staff's Water and Cambridge Water, was quick to reassure customers that water supplies remain unaffected as the incident comes amid hosepipe bans across parts of the country due to droughts caused by the ongoing scorching temperatures. The company additionally confirmed that their corporate IT network is experiencing disruptions, but said teams are working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. Women from across the United States recently joined leaders from U.S. Cybercom and the National Security Agency to learn about the agency's mission and shine a light on the future of cybersecurity, according to the National Security Agency. The first ever Women Immersed in NSA Cybersecurity event was designed to detail and demonstrate the agency's mission to students emerging as the next generation of cyber excellence, an effort deemed critical by the director to diversifying recruitment while strengthening the future of national defense. Throughout the week, more than 70 leaders from across the agency joined the students to share their stories of why they chose the NSA, more than 90% of whom are women in cybersecurity. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency released its Protecting U.S. Elections, a CISA Cybersecurity Toolkit, a one-stop catalog of free services and tools available for state and local election officials to improve the cybersecurity and resilience of their infrastructure, Homeland Security Today reports. This toolkit was developed through CISA's Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative, which worked with private and public sector organizations, including the election community and JCDC Alliance members, to compile the free resources. From the Record, Microsoft published new details about a suspected Russian hacking group that has carried out cyber espionage attacks against government organizations, think tanks, and defense contractors in NATO countries since at least 2017. The group, called Cyborgium, but also referred to as Callisto, Cold River, and TA-446 by other security researchers, has been highly active this year and is believed to have launched campaigns targeting over 30 organizations in addition to some personal accounts of people of interest. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.